Taylor with reporters on Air Force One. President Trump says pharmaceutical imports will soon fall under a tariff order.
Well, we'll be announcing it soon, but we have to bring pharmaceuticals, drugs and pharmaceuticals, back into our country.
And what's the rate you're looking at? 15%?
We're looking at a certain number that will be enough to get the drugs and the pharmaceutical companies bringing their product into our country.
And what will China do?
We never want to have to rely on other countries for that.
And what will China do?
Like we did in COVID.
Also at SRNnews.com, the founder of a startup that claimed to revolutionize the way college students apply for financial aid has been convicted of fraud. More from correspondent Donna Warder.
Charlie Javis, founder of the company Frank, has been convicted of defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase out of $175 million by wildly exaggerating her customer base. A jury in New York convicted the 32-year-old woman Friday following a five-week trial. Javis was in her mid-20s when she founded Frank, a company with software that claimed to simplify the process of filling out the free application for federal student aid, a complex government form. J.P. Morgan executives testified that Javis told them she had more than 4 million clients. J.P. Morgan bought the startup, but it turned out there were only about 300,000 customers. Sentencing is set for July. I'm Donna Warder.
Myanmar's military-led government says now more than 1,000 people have been reported dead from a devastating earthquake that struck near the country's second-largest city. According to the latest figures, 1,002 people have been found dead since yesterday's quake that hit Mandalay. The military government said in a statement another 2,376 have been reported injured. More than 30 are missing, it said. The statement suggested the numbers could still rise, saying detailed figures are still being collected. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Congress is being urged to defund Planned Parenthood.
Over 150 groups have signed a letter calling on lawmakers in Washington to cut funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life says American taxpayers should not have to underwrite a multi-billion-dollar abortion industry. In Planned Parenthood's annual report for 2023, the organization reported over $2 billion in revenue. About a third of that total was taxpayer-funded. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to an Oxfam shop in England has sold at auction for over $72,000. The historical text, dating back to around 1815, is thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. The Christian Post reports the Bible, which was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop, was translated by Protestant missionaries. It was part of a more extensive collection of rare books donated by or to the nonprofit. This is SRN News. South Texas is trying to dry out after severe thunderstorms.
Streets were flooded and authorities conducted more than 50 water rescues as many drivers were forced to abandon their vehicles on roadways and parking lots as some areas were inundated with a foot of rain. The National Weather Service says between 6 and 12 inches of rain fell in parts of South Texas in the past 24 hours. Palmview, located west of McAllen, received more than 18 inches of rain over the past 2 days. John Scott reporting.
President Trump's efforts to deport foreign students who participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations are getting help from private groups that use facial recognition technology to identify masked protesters. That's so their names can be turned over to government officials. Other groups have called on supporters at universities to report protesters on their campuses to immigration authorities. More on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines anytime at srnnews.com.